This is National Native News. I'm Jill Freitas. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. made a stop in the Phoenix Metro to visit the Gila River Indian community last week. As KJZZ's Gabriel Piatterasio reports, Kennedy touted tribal health accomplishments a year into President Trump's second term.
Kennedy briefly took the stage at Wild Horse Pass during the annual Tribal Self-Governance Conference.
We're going to make Indian country healthy again. Thank you all very, very much.
In his speech, Kennedy talked about making progress on key issues like food sovereignty, chronic disease, and federal dietary guidelines. He, along with the USDA, literally flipped the food pyramid upside down, tackling staffing shortages and aging infrastructure across the entire Indian Health Service was another topic. Yet the now-defunct DOGE terminated a dozen leases for IHS facilities. This decision was seen as a cost-savings measure to shore up funds tied into federal office space. And according to data from Stanford's Big Local News, the U.S. also canceled 121 IHS contracts totaling over $8 million last year. For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Piatterasio.
The federal government is encouraging tribes to partner with data centers. That could mean leasing land or, as the Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach reports, selling power.
At a U.S. Department of Energy webinar, Ken Aumann with Colusa Indian Energy said that's where the big bucks come in.
Potentially billions of dollars into the coffers of tribes.
His company provides energy infrastructure to data centers on tribal land. He says these partnerships can be good for tribes that have land and resources to power big projects, like the Osage Nation in Oklahoma. Paul Beemore is the chair of the tribe's utility board.
Tribes that are casino dependent really need to look at other ways to build their economies. And I think that data centers is one of those opportunities.
Though Beemore says people may be wary about how this will impact the environment. Other tribes have expressed concerns about data centers draining precious water supplies. For National Native News, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
The Native Youth Olympics begin this week in Anchorage. The games kick off Thursday, April 16th at the Alaska Airlines Center, bringing together hundreds of student athletes from across the state. Now in its 54th year, the Native Youth Olympics celebrate traditional Alaska Native games rooted in survival skills, strength, and endurance. Events include the one-foot high kick, seal hop, and wrist carry, all designed to test both physical ability and mental toughness. Anne Lawrence is from Point Hope and a cultural advisor for the Cook Inlet Tribal Council. She says watching the children reunite every year brings her joy.
My favorite thing is I love watching the kids participate. You see the friendship that has grown over the years. And, you know, some of the ones that have started out as freshmen are graduating from high school. And they're very involved. And it just warms my heart that these kids know that what they are doing here is something that they can share with their future relatives, maybe as they become parents, grandparents. I think it's so important.
The games run Thursday through Saturday and are free and open to the public. I'm Jill Freitas.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Tribal Development Partners believe strong infrastructure strengthens tribal sovereignty. Through the 105L lease program, TDP helps align federal funding systems with long-term tribal priorities. More at tribaldevpartners.com. Proud to support this show.
Hear that? Tribal college faculty do so much, one can't say it all here. Nothing but respect. Visit mosttheorjobdescription.com. The American Indian College Fund supports this program.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.